Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your good friend, the very esteemed and well-travelled Clarence Copernicus Cloverleaf, welcoming you to another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio.
All righty, we're back for another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio. I'm the host of the most, Jimmy Falcon. You see, there was a reason I didn't play that whole intro, because the Clarence Cloverleaf intro precisely says how we're a G-rated show, how we have been, how we follow the rules, all that good shit. But tonight is not going to be the case, because not only do we have AJ Benz on with us, but I got a lot of shit I got to get off my mind as well. So what's going on, AJ?
Hey, man, how are you? I was going to say, I hope... We don't have to be as fancy as that opening, whatever the hell his name is, whatever that opening guy's voice is. It sounded very snooty. I don't want to sound very snooty, the opening voice. Who is that?
That's Clarence Cloverleaf. That's our spokesman.
He ain't ready for me.
He's a little too suave and debonair and G-rated, and we know we had to give him the axe and start playing Warrant. But, you know, what's going on, man?
Right.
You got this new podcast. I mean, it's epic. I've been listening to a ton of the shows, getting the dirty on the Hollywood industry.
Yeah,
it's been about a year now. I guess why did you decide to go this route, and start a podcast?
Because everybody and their mother has one, and because this is the last thing I can do that will allow me to be me, and I don't have to take notes from anybody or suggestions from a studio executive or any of that crap. I get to say what I want to say about whoever and let the chips fall where they may. It's very freeing.
Yeah, and I've been thinking ever since I interviewed you the last time, something you said stuck in my mind, and I mentioned I didn't want to ruffle feathers when talking about someone. You said you can't be like that, you know, if you want to, you got to express yourself. So I guess that's kind of stuck with me a lot.
Well, it's great to express yourself. And now we're all losing that ability. We're all losing that right. This whole world has become a bunch of pussies, a bunch of pearl clutchers. And I've never seen this sort of thing in my life. I've seen men acting like little girls. I've seen women acting like little boys. You know, when you hear about Jimmy Fallon has to cancel Norm Macdonald on his talk show because of something he said about trying to get Roseanne and Louis C.K. together, and his executives, his producers were crying, so he had to tell Norm, I can't have you on tonight. Just the fact that shit like that is happening, I don't even want to live in this world. I don't even want to be a part of it. If I'm going to be a part of it, it's got to be on my terms. That's it.
Yeah, I think maybe we should try to colonize Saturn or something. If we could just get off this planet,
yeah,
we may have a chance. But I agree with you. I mean, there was a time where, especially in the 90s when I was growing up, we're saying stuff on TV, like you were pushing boundaries by saying shit. And now it's like if you talk about Caitlyn Jenner in the wrong way or Paula Bruce or something, you know, half of Twitter's having a feed and a cow over it. You know, they're just going crazy.
You can't say certain words. You can't say certain words. You know, George Carlin, the 7 dirty words he talked about so many years ago, a lot of those words are now allowed on TV. What's not allowed is gay. There's so many words that aren't allowed that are not even curse words. You got to curb and be careful about. I did a bit about this on my show. I said, I know for a fact that pretty soon we're not going to be able to say master bedroom because master has a slave connotation. I know we're not going to be able to say Mr. Coffee because, that's a gender thing. It's just getting ridiculous. So I think that pretty soon we're not going to be allowed to say cotton. because cotton evokes the imagery of slavery, and that's hurtful to black people. I know. It's coming down to that. I know it is. So podcasts is the only place you can talk like yourself and not have to worry about that crap. Now, so until, far.
Yeah. Until you said cotton again, I thought you said cock. I'm like, I'm pretty sure cock is going to be said a lot, but
as far as a
follow-up, you know, how hard is it to find accurate articles and material to report on instead of just throwing out, you know, what some little kid wrote in his basement on Instagram or something?
I read everything. I'm up on everything. I'm up on every scandal, every report. I scour the internet and newspapers and websites. And when I'm out of ideas, I'll scour the internet for stories that are popping up, and then I'll put my own slant on it. Inevitably I find a way that I can make it my own, make it personal. I can interject one of my personal stories around it. That's what I basically do. I mean, I break stories too, but the other 60 or 70% of the time, I will expound on other news that's going on, but I'll give it my spin, which is the same thing I did with my daily news column. You know, you break stories, but there are other things that are happening that you give your own spin on. And I love doing that.
Yeah, I was just talking with someone the other day, and I said, if you don't know who AJ Benz is, find one of his TV shows or the podcast, because even if you heard something about what he's talking about in the news, he is going to find a way to put a spin on it that anybody can get into.
Oh, that's good. Well, thank you. Yeah, I think that, I'm one of those guys that I'm 56, but I feel like I'm 106. I've lived so many lives. I've done so many things. Nothing surprises me. And every time I read up on a scandal, most of the time I could tie myself into it somehow, or find a personal anecdote that makes sense with the scandal. So, you know, anybody can do this, I guess, but tomorrow's episode on Patreon, I'm really getting into the Brett Kavanaugh hearings and these three women who've come forward. And I'm really, you know, I'm talking about specific incidents that happened in my youth. When I was in 10th, 11th grade, which is what Kavanaugh was in, and the kind of shit that happens at parties, it's just unbelievable. The world is upside down. I can't believe these women are getting this kind of attention. No, let me say, I understand they got to be heard, but I can't believe there are a majority of people saying such awful things about Kavanaugh when no proof has been brought forward, nothing, no investigation. They're just condemning him. I can't believe this is going on.
Well, it seems like even more hearsay holds up in a court of law just as much as any real evidence.
If I said, I was raped. I think Jimmy was there. I can't remember the party. I can't remember the house I was at. I was either 15 years old or 19. I think Jimmy was there with a couple other guys. I think he may have done it. Tell me where that would stand up. What police precinct would you be able to go in there and file a police report with that kind of information? Zero. Not one.
Well, I was going to say I'm not a smoking hot babe that lives in Los Angeles or does porn like Stormy Daniels, but then again,
well,
that's just all about justice.
It's gross. Avenatti's got a girl that says she was train raped and given drugs.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't put it all together. I know things that happened to me at 15 were drastically different than what happened to me at 19. There's no way I would confuse those two ages, ever. So if a woman is saying that, she's full of shit. She's just full of shit. It's a lie.
And I know Bill Cosby, of course, has been in the news for months. You've discussed him on your show. I did want to ask, of course, since he got sentenced yesterday and it's fresh in the news, if you ever had a run-in with Bill Cosby and what your opinions were on him.
I never liked him. I interviewed him in 1991. He was a prick during the interview. he laughs and smiles like he's better than you. And then in 1996, I had a run-in with him because I was speaking to him about Chris Rock had an HBO special, and Bill Cosby didn't want to be a part of it. Chris Rock was putting Red Fox, Dick Gregory, and Richard Pryor in his opening, and Bill Cosby, videos of them, because they were his favorite comedians. Bill Cosby said, I don't want to be a part of it. So I called him. I said, why? He goes, well, I don't like his comedy. And we kept going and going, and finally I said, tell me the truth. You never heard his comedy, did you? And he said, I don't have to hear his comedy to know I don't like it. He's an asshole. He's a dick. He's a dick. So I know Janice Dickinson. I know two of the girls who have been molested by him or assaulted by him, and I know it's been a long time coming. So I'm very glad that this guy is going to be in prison at least until he's 84. That's good karma. I'm sorry. I'm happy about that.
It seems like he will not be able to sell the Jell-O pudding anymore.
Yeah. Well, his first meal had Jell-O. No joke. He had Jell-O yesterday, believe it or not. Yeah, no, it's pudding.
I saw that.
Pudding yesterday. Yeah, is it great?
I saw that.
Unbelievable.
That's irony.
Yeah.
That's irony for you.
It's great.
And,
it's great.
Of course, you know, anybody that has listened to your podcast, whether it be on Patreon, on Podbean, where I've listened to it, or even on YouTube, there's some shows. You always have talked about Harvey Weinstein and Trump since the scandals have started. And I wanted to hear a couple
right.
of good stories, like not bashing, not what this guy. I want to hear some good stuff about Donald Trump and Harvey Weinstein.
Well, let me see. I happen to like both men. There was a time when I hated Donald Trump, and I've since rectified that. We've come to terms with our relationship. But I tell you, a quick story that really frames the kind of guy Trump was. Tell, this is when he owned the Plaza Hotel. He's married to Marla Maples, but a couple of nights before that, he had a couple of girls come in the hotel that he was fucking around with. And Marla didn't know because she was in another room, obviously, and Donald went and screwed those two girls and went back to bed. The next day in the papers, one of the gossip columns had mentioned that Donald is screwing around with Marla, and the person mentioned the exact story, that there's another girl at the Plaza he's messing around with. Donald read the paper. He went down to the concert, not the concert, the guy that was running the hotel. He said, you got to do me a favor. How many daily news are delivered to the Plaza in the morning? He said, oh, sir, about 700. He said, you've got to go through 700 papers tomorrow morning and cut out this story about me and these two women. Marla can't read that paper. So my friend, who's a big shot in the hotel industry, woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning when the Daily News arrived and cut out that article from 700 newspapers. And nobody complained about the cutout article in their paper. But Donald Trump was saved for another day. That's the lengths he used to go to not get caught. You know, pretty amazing. I don't know anything about Russia. Many 20 years ago, 18 years ago, he told me, I was saying, I've got to go, I'm going to go to Cuba. I love Cuban women. He said, no, you got to go to Russia. The women in Russia have no morals. You'll love Russia. That's all he said to me. He didn't say I'd go there and I'd fuck all these prostitutes. He just said, you got to go. And that's the way it ended. Now, I know he's been there several times, but I don't know anything about it. I don't believe the story about the hookers and the pee-pee tape with Tom Arnold and all that shit. It's something Trump might do, so I wouldn't be shocked if he did it. But I don't think, well, they don't have anything conclusive on him about Russia, and they keep searching and searching and searching, and it's getting embarrassing now. It bores me. It just bores me. Even if they found out, you know, Putin was trying to help Trump become president, so what? He didn't change my vote. He didn't make me change my vote. I was voting for Trump. I just don't know what it mattered. I don't care. But bottom line is, Trump fans don't care. We don't care if he fucks around.
Right.
We don't care if he says white supremacists, they're both good people at that march. We don't care if he fucks a playmate or a porn star. We don't care. So I don't care what you uncover. We're going to go, all right, guy's getting laid. Listen, a lot of 70-year-old guys would love to fuck a porn star. Good for him. What's on? What's next for tomorrow? We just don't care. So, you know, whatever.
Shit, I'm 29. I'd love to fuck a porn star, but, you know, I get your point. Because
yeah, 70 years old.
I like, yeah, but, I mean, Trump speaks his mind. He's great. He doesn't
like
hold
that.
Back punches for anything. Exactly. He says what he wants. And I think we need that in a president. You know, he's going to fuck up. Every president fucks up. I just think the witch hunt is it's really gone too far. And if anything, they saved us from Hillary.
That's the biggest thing I care about, that anything, even if he accomplishes 20% of what he said he would accomplish, the fact that he beat Hillary, that matters more to me than anything. But I happen to like a lot of the stuff that's going on. I like the attitude of the country, not this division. But these liberals and Democrats are going to do whatever they can to keep being a mosquito in the face of America to try to distract Trump and ruin the message. But look, I'm happy that America has its balls back. That's the way I've always felt. With Obama, we got our balls cut off. We apologized to the world. I couldn't stand that what happened to America for a while. I couldn't stand it. And I feel better about our country right now. I just do, and take that for what it is.
Well, I always like to end the show, and I know you've got some stuff in the fire, some stuff you can't discuss, some you can't. Like always, understand. I know you did. Even 74 and Sunny was your recent book, and there's a thing going on with Vice and Tom Arnold. So tell us a little bit about what the future holds for you.
Well, honestly, the future for me holds. The podcast is really my primary goal, to make that bigger and bigger. There's some irons in the fire about where that might go, and there's some interesting stories out there about who might gobble up a company, et cetera, and where that would put me, which is exciting stuff. In the meantime, my book, 74 and Sunny, was optioned, and I'm currently writing the screenplay now. Not going to be something that you hear about within a year, but the people who optioned it are, you know, big time people. They're behind the movie White Boy Rick that's out right now with McConaughey. I like them. They're serious people and they love the book. So those are my two primary goals: to keep the podcast strong, get it stronger, get the audience bigger, and write the screenplay. Those are big enough responsibilities right there.
Well, I know, to kind of end with what I got to yap on about, I agree with what you said in the opening when I asked you about why you started. Back in 2008 when I started doing this, I didn't even know what podcasting was, but I was putting this crap on the internet, and now it's like my neighbor's got a podcast, my dog has a podcast, and that doesn't mean they're all enjoyable. Hell, I don't get the best listens sometimes, but I try to have fun with it. And, that's what it's all about. You're getting great news out there, and the whole scandalous stuff with children coming up in the entertainment industry, I'm loving that stuff too. But
pedophiles. Listen, there's 500,000 podcasts. 500,000. About 100 of them are people who generate income with the podcast. That's a tiny fraction. Okay, so, there's thousands, tens, hundreds of thousands of podcasts. There's so many to listen to, but I love it. I love the fact that we can get in our car and listen to podcasts instead of listening to shitty radio with the same 30 songs playing over and over. I like what's happening. I think podcasts are very personal. You can pick and choose exactly what you want to hear. It's a wonderful time to have an opinion and to be able to talk to a fan base. I just want to make it bigger and bigger. But it's something I enjoy more than I ever would. I'm sitting on the edge of my bed with a microphone. I'm going to start my show right after I hang up with you. And I love it, man. I love it, and I hope it lasts for a long time.
Yeah, I'm going to be resting a couple days on here. You know that Jimmy Falke guy's a fucking idiot. Don't do his podcast.
I'm sorry, man.
I had to get my Benzo impression, but whatever. Thank you so very much, AJ. would you like to plug a website or anything? How can people listen to the podcast? I know there's a million channels.
Go to iTunes. It's just search Fame as a Bitch on iTunes. It's on NIT. It's on, you can Google Fame as a Bitch. It's pretty easy to find. Just type in Fame as a Bitch or even type in AJ Benza Podcast, and it'll be on some platform that you can listen to. It's on 3 days a week. The shows are free, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but I do 5 Patreon shows a week, Monday through Friday. Anyway, you don't want to pay, that's fine. You want to pay, you might get more interesting stuff, but either way, you'll be entertained.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much for joining us, AJ. I know you're slammed and busy.
Okay, buddy.
I ramble a lot, but thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll talk soon, pal. Take care.
All right, man. Have a good one. Bye-bye. All righty, everyone. Man, that was a lot of shit I had to get out. I feel good about cussing on the show. I don't want to make this a normal thing. You know, I've thought about this and that. I've actually thought about doing a whole other thing with R-rated Rapture. That's a whole other talk for a whole other podcast. But, you know, I knew that the talent AJ Benza, I had a G-rated interview, was just not going to work out. So I made it mature audiences. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you want to see more mature stuff and stray away from the clean living, just let me know. I figure I cuss enough in real life, though, so I want to try to keep this as G-rated. And everybody can enjoy it. So hopefully you enjoyed AJ Benza. Got a couple things coming up. The next interview that's actually confirmed, September 30th, the return of former WWF, WCW, and ECW superstar, one half of PG-13 and a member of the Nation of Domination, Iceman Jamie Dundee. It's always nice talking wrestling. It's going to be nice talking to the Iceman. Seeing what he's up to these days, I'm not quite sure. I'm sure he's still working some wrestling shows here and there, because, you know, as they say, wrestlers never really retire. But it's going to be nice catching up with him. I know that we got Dark History Con coming up. That was something I accidentally forgot to plug last night on the Hollywood Connection. November 16th, 17th, and 18th, 2018, at the Garden Hotel in Urbana, Illinois. I feel like I've been promoting this forever, and it's finally now. We're less than 2 months away, really a month and so many odd weeks, we'll say. I'm not good at math. But we will see you guys September 30th, and be sure you check out our WordPress page, the Photobooth Radio Productions Network.wordpress.com, a podcast from Nine Moves Radio, The Hollywood Connection, Photobooth Radio, and Soul Stories, along with other podcasts that we're coming up with on the Cloverleaf Radio Productions Network. You can find us on Facebook. Do a Google search for Cloverleaf Radio Productions Network. And we hope you guys enjoyed the show. We will see you on the 30th. And as always, thank you everybody for listening. Have a great night.